JLudeAuB on Twitter, back with Member Guest Podcast. It's been more than a year at this point. How's dad life?
It's good, man, just taking it day by day, but I'm loving it. It's fun. It's good stuff.
I'm already down here in Arizona. We're recording this late Tuesday night, so we can get it out Wednesday for people to listen to before the Waste Management Open, formerly known as the was it the Arizona Open before that? I think it was the Arizona Open. Then it went to the Phoenix Open. Now the Waste Management Open, Waste Management Phoenix Open, or as the people like to call it, the People's Open. So this is our, I think, fourth or fifth year in a row doing this trip, coming down. Is it four or five?
I think it's my fifth with you, but I've been there. This would be my eighth, I believe.
Wow, this will be your eighth total. Yeah, I think it's our fifth. I was trying to go through because we even went during the COVID year when like nobody was
Yeah,
around.
it's five
So
with you.
yeah, fifth year in a row. We'll do a little preview of the People's Open from Arizona. Talk a little bit about some bets and gambling too. But the first thing I wanted to get to just kind of talking about the field this week. So Hovland WD'd. There's rumors he's going to LIV. I'd like to talk about that. And I saw Xander Schauffele WD'd as well. So we're only going to have four of the top 10 in the world there this week. But I mean, it still seems like a pretty deep field. Any thoughts on specifically our guy Vic? And then what do you think about just field in general? It's going to be at the People's Open.
Yeah, there's been some rumblings of Hovland getting paid and going to LIV. He was potentially going to be on Rahm's team with Hatton and Caleb Surratt. So we'll see. I don't really know for sure, but I mean, I wouldn't blame him. I can't really blame any of those guys if they're getting 500-600 million. That's just insane. But yeah, he WD'd, Xander WD'd. I'm not sure on Xander. I don't think Xander's going to LIV, but he didn't play very
Well, he
well
didn't
last
play
week,
well
and
at Pebble. Yeah, he
he didn't
played really
play
bad at
well. And
Pebble.
this year, the Waste Management is not an elevated event, so I think the purse is around 9 million when the elevated ones are around 20. So that's why the field's not as stacked this year. Yeah, I mean, it's Scheffler, JT, and Homa at the top. Scheffler obviously won last year. He's won here twice. Yeah, I mean, let's talk
Back
about
to
the
back,
course a
right?
little bit.
He's back to back, so he's going for a three-peat, isn't he?
Is this the three-peat? I know for sure. Let me look. Let's
I think
see.
so because he
Yeah,
beat
it
Cantlay in a
is.
playoff 2 years ago, and then last year he won by a couple strokes.
Yeah, let's see. Yep, that is true.
I'm
Yeah, this would
almost
be.
positive it's for a three-peat.
Yeah, that's right. And he also came close the year before that as well, I believe. So, I guess he got seventh. But yeah, I mean, historically, this course has been really a ball striker's course, and also, strokes gained approach is big here, and Scheffler happens to jump off the page in that category. So I think with it being a
Well,
little bit of a weaker field, and I don't know, it seems like a perfect course for the way everything's set up for him. It's just I can't imagine him not getting top five and being in contention on Sunday.
so how's the weather going to affect it? So it's been, I've been here since Sunday now, and it was always kind of cold, but like today it started raining, and it looks like tomorrow it's going to be rain all day, and then potentially a little bit more rain on Thursday. I mean, the best day we're going to see is Sunday when it really starts to get back to like Arizona weather. But we're talking about a course that's probably going to be pretty wet, and that makes it a ball striker's course. And I almost wonder if that's going to make it a little bit easier for the guys to go at a lot of these pins.
Yeah, it
Any
definitely
thoughts
will.
on just, yeah, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, if the greens are softer, they're going to be throwing darts at it. I mean, historically, it has been a pretty easy course. I mean, you've played it a couple times. The back nine is very scorable. You kind of just There aren't really that many hard holes on the front. You just kind of play, level or one under par, and then you can go four under or so on the back. But yeah, if it's rain, forecasted a bunch of rain, I mean, they're gonna throw darts out there and be able to attack these pins. And with the green softening up a little bit, I mean, let's see, last year, what did Scheffler think?
Yeah, usually
See,
the winner's like
last year,
around 15 to
19,
18
19,
under.
he was 19 last year. So, I mean, I can't imagine it being less than it'll be, around 20 under. So,
Yeah, they're going to be able to bomb the ball, and like the greens are what protect that course for anybody that hasn't played it. They usually keep it firm and
pretty
fast and
lightning,
put them in
yeah, really
difficult.
fast.
Yeah, really fast and put them in difficult pin positions, because a lot of the par fives, except for maybe 15, they're really reachable, right? So like, making it more difficult historically than what we're probably going to see this week, where guys are probably going to be able to hit, longer irons that are going to be able to stop pretty quick. It's going to be an absolute birdie fest when we start to look at DraftKings lineups. We want to find some ball strikers and, guys that are going to be able to bomb it, because they're not going to get as much rollout.
Yeah, let's for those who don't know, let's talk about that back nine finish, because I think it's probably like four of the best finishing holes in golf. So 15's that
15
par
through 18
five.
is unbelievable.
Yeah, 15's the par five. It's pretty long. What is it, like 570-ish maybe? Depending on where they
Yeah,
have the tees.
it makes you hit either a 3 wood or like a 5 wood if you're gonna go for that tiny green, and it's got the water around
Water
it. And
protected
then
on the
not
front.
to
It's got the
mention,
bunkers. That green is
yeah, it's got the
nasty too.
bunkers,
Really
and
elevated,
yeah, it really
undulated
is.
green.
And then you
So,
also got, that's kind of where all the fans start to begin, around 16s, those last, like you said, four closing holes. So I think that's when people start to, as a golfer or one of the people of the field, you're like, okay, last four closing holes, you're about to see the stadium hole, 20,000 people inside of there, and you really start to see the crowds, get around those last four holes, which, makes it even more cool.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, I mean, 16 is the stadium hole. It's that par three. There's nothing like it in golf. I mean, I've been to 20 different golf venues around the U.S., and this is really the only one that kind of has this now. That's not the case, because I feel like more and more places are kind of trying to do this. I know LIV is, they every tournament they have now, they term one of the holes the party hole or something, trying to copy PGA Tour. But yeah, I mean, you've experienced it, Hagel. It's awesome. I mean, you get good skybox suites, seats, and you gamble on closest to the pin all day. You can, drink and eat as much as you want, and it's just really fun, and the atmosphere is awesome. They had to replace, they couldn't give out cans and of beer anymore because people were throwing them so much. So now it's solo cups only. So, they didn't want anyone getting hit in the head. And
Who's
the dream
that?
is to be.
Have you seen that guy that wraps the golf balls with the $10 beer bills or $20 bills or something?
No, I haven't seen that.
Like, I don't know if he's a golfer or a caddy, but he does that, and he calls them beer balls and he throws them into the stands. I had never heard of it before.
Yeah, that's awesome. The one awesome thing I did on 16 a couple years ago was I got the majority of the crowd to start a pay your caddy chant to Matt Kuchar as he was walking up, because long story short, he his normal caddy was sick or couldn't go when he played in Mexico years back, and so he had a local guy who was like, knew the course better than anyone as his caddy, and Kuchar went on to win for a little over $1 million, I think, and he just completely snubbed this dude. I think
Yeah,
there were
he
rumors
shorted him, didn't he?
he gave him like 2 or 3K. Typically they get somewhere around 10%, I think. But after he caught a lot of heat, I guess he made it right and ended up giving him a decent amount. I'm not sure how much, but yeah, it was awesome. The whole crowd was chanting that and throwing shit. It was sweet. But yeah, if you've never been, definitely something you guys can knock off your bucket list. It's a lot of fun, and I'm still going back almost a decade later, so pretty awesome.
Yeah, I mean I was looking up some fun facts about it. It's the actual stadium around the 16th, and the 16th is just this tiny little dinky hole when you play it without the stands. And then when you see it with the stands up, it's wild. But it seats 20,000 people, right, which is basically like most NHL stadiums, I think. There's over the 5 days, I think the record's over 700,000 attendees. That was the year that Brooks won. I think it was 3 years ago. And it's also, this I did not know, it's the fifth oldest tournament on tour. It started in 1932. You know that?
That's wild.
Fifth
No,
oldest tournament
that's
on
crazy.
tour. Yeah, it's actually really crazy. I never would have guessed that.
So yeah,
So
you
let's
think,
talk about betting and outright.
Alrighty. First bet I
I've
made this
uh I
week. Go ahead.
I was gonna say I sent you a note and said let's try and pick a top 10 guy, kind of a top half guy, and then a dot guy, and then we had gotten some requests on Instagram to do some like golf betting stuff. So any maybe matchups or three balls that are good value, and then it's always awesome to kind of talk about why we're picking those people. So why don't you go first? Because I know you've already done a ton of research already. I still got to do a lot of mine tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, a lot of the numbers are gone. So typically, when I bet, it starts on Monday. Most sites release their odds around noonish, maybe a little sooner on DraftKings or Bet365. But one of the numbers that stood out to me was actually the very first bet I made was Benny on to win. I got 40-1. Just dude just hits it so good, and he's so long off the tee, and he's been playing so good. I thought the number was a little big. It's now around 30-ish most spots. I don't, obviously it's not nearly as good there, but yeah, I nabbed it at 40, so I like that. And then I bet him in a matchup. Who did I bet? Let's see. 1 second. Oh yeah, versus
You're talking
Thiagala.
about Benny
Yep.
Ann. Why are you taking over Thigala? Why are you taking over the People's Champ?
Well, I think that's precisely why the line maybe is closer. I got Benny on -120 over Thigala. I think it should probably be more like 140, -140, -150. So anytime we get a 20, 30 cent move, that's pretty big. So I like Thigala. He's just a little more inconsistent. He sprays it. He still sprays it. He's not very accurate off the tee, and that can get you into some trouble out here. So, yeah, I like Benny. I mean, Benny's coming in with really good form, and he's also played pretty well here over the years. Actually, this course is one of the courses on tour where I would say course history matters a little more. Just historically, we've seen guys who play well here consistently do. You know, Hideki had that run, Ricky had that run. You know, Scheffler winning twice in a row, etc. So trends of just, you know, you kind of know the course, you get familiar and comfortable on these fast greens, and you know, you can score out here. So, yeah, like Benny. What did you say? Have you made any bets, or you said you're still looking at some stuff?
Well, I'm trying. So, one of my picks, he's actually got worse odds than. And how do you say Benny's full-on name? Is it Byung Hoon An? Pretty close.
Byung-hoon. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, he's got worse odds than him right now, and I can't remember the last time he was really in form. Just saw a video of him taking a divot out of a green after missing a three-footer in Dubai. But it's Cam Young. I think last year when we watched him, didn't he just kind of look like he was a little bit broken? You know, like just his body language and everything on the course was just not good. But when he gets hot, man, he can really pour it in. And I think with softer greens, putting might not be as difficult this week. And if he gets the driver going, he's gonna have, you know, he's got the distance advantage on a lot of guys. So I think there might be
For
some
sure.
value there. Again, I gotta do a little bit more research, but I would just think that easier greens for putting is gonna, you know, do well for the longer hitters. And I mean, Cam can be one of the best off the tee and pretty solid ball striker too. So, you know, I think it
Yeah,
would suit some of his weakness as well.
I'm a big Cam Young truther. His game's just kind of a little spotty here and there, but I think he's gonna win some big tournaments soon. He's only 26, so most golfers peak around their late 20s, maybe into their early 30s. But so I don't think we've seen the best of him yet. But yeah, if you can find a 50-ish, I don't hate a flyer on him. What about your boy Min Woo?
Him Woo?
Min Woo, him Woo,
Yeah,
yeah.
him Woo. Dude, he's
Your
so
boy.
good. I almost hate that there's so much hype on him right now, but yeah, I mean, him Woo was awesome. I really want to go follow him for, you know, if not
Yeah,
a
we
full
can do
round,
that.
at least like a nine, because, you know, I want to see him live in action. He's just such a cool dude too. But he's only sitting at, let's see, plus 3,100. So he's like 30-1 right now. So kind
Yeah.
of in that same realm.
Talk about
I just don't
a
know.
guy who bombs
I don't
it.
know much about his stats.
Oh, he just absolutely bombs it. He hits it up there with Cam Young. Pretty wild off the tee, but that's pretty standard for, you know, when you hit it that far. His strong point is definitely his short game. He's one of the best around the greens and putters on tour. So if his approach is on, which you know you need here, is historically your strokes gained approach, I could definitely see him in contention. The one knock I have on him is he has not played here competitively. And I think with it being kind of a course that historically course history has mattered a little more, I'm not sure if that'll affect him. I don't necessarily think he's going to play terrible and miss the cut, but it's just a little tougher, I think, for first timers to come out and finish really high. But he definitely has the talent to do so. So yeah, it'll be fun. We can go out there and watch him hit some bombs and drain some
Well,
putts.
so speaking of guys with really good approach, JT is in the field this week. He's probably, I don't know this for sure, but I'd guess, you know, top three or four in the odds. Obviously, Shefty is a really heavy fave to three-peat, but what do you think about kind of like those other dudes that are, some of the best in the world and coming trying to like, win who haven't won in a while? JT's probably one of those guys. I think people would say Ricky Fowler, but his odds are way like it. He's probably not gonna
He's
win, but
falling off.
he's coming back into form. What do you think about some of the studs? Like who's you can't pick Scotty, right? Like who's kind of in your top 10 to 15 odds guys that you would pick if you can't pick Scotty?
Yeah, so I mean, JT's second in odds. Funny thing about JT, you go back and you look at his last 25 starts, he went in a pretty noticeable slump there, and actually people were giving him a bunch of shit about it and saying he shouldn't have been picked for the Ryder Cup, etc. He had a streak there where he played, let's see, one, two, he played seven tournaments and he missed the cut in five of them. But now, in the restart, after the break, he's went fifth, fourth, and third, and he's open, pretty open about it, how he's talked about it. I don't think there's not many people that work harder on the game than JT. For those of you who don't know, his dad is his coach and has been his coach his whole life. Great guy. Met him actually a few times. He always is out there walking. He walks with the fans. He chats with the fans. Hugo, you met him, right? He was here, I think, one year
Oh
when we
yeah.
were out here.
Yeah, he was here
Yeah, the
2 years
fam.
ago.
Great guy, and he'll just shoot the shit with you. But I think JT is definitely rounded back into form. It's pretty obvious now. And he's open about it, saying that he likes where his game is at. So yeah, I mean, you look at him here too. He's played here the last six times he's played here. He has not finished outside the top 20. He went 17th, third, third,
Wow.
13th, eighth, fourth. So, yeah, I mean, I think JT and Shefty, obviously, pretty chalky and kind of boring that, they're both at the top, but it's just. Especially with the Xander and Hovland WDs, they're kind of the two studs that stick out to me, and they're obviously going to be popular, but for very good reason. I think they're both playing really good golf. Homa's up there. Homa's obviously playing really good golf as well.
Yeah, has Homa played? This is a really dumb question, but has Homa played here before? I feel like we never see him.
He's just never really contended. Yeah, he's played here five times. Last year he got 39th, the year before that 14th.
Yeah, so he just hasn't really been in the hunt.
Yeah, I mean, Homa had those years where he just was just kind of like an average golfer, and now he's peaking. I mean, he peaked probably a year or two ago, and he still has good form. He's 33 now, so just all around pretty good at everything. Just decently long, very accurate, good approach, good around, good putting too. So, I could see him up there as well, but for some reason just hasn't really played the best here. He's a Cali guy and he likes those courses out there quite a bit more, and those Poa greens, which they don't have here. So, yeah, maybe he doesn't like these greens as much. I'm not sure, but yeah, those are the three at the top. And then you got others coming in behind him, who I'm not really a big fan of, and I know you aren't either. Spieth, Sungjae, Burns, Fitzpatrick. I mean, they're all good golfers, but. Burns is very inconsistent. Spieth is just annoying, and he's Jordan Spieth. Fitz kind of the same way. Just this isn't really a course for him. You got to shoot 20 under. Give me Fitzpatrick somewhere where it's going to play tough, and maybe like 3-4 under is going to win. I feel like that's better for him.
That can just grind out pars and doesn't make a lot of mistakes, but doesn't take a lot of
Yeah.
risk.
Yep. So we need birdie makers, guys that can score. So, but yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm not playing Scheffler at 5-1. It's a little too short. I think in
How
the
about your
first
guy,
the.
Griot?
Yeah, I don't mind Griot as a punt, if you will, or someone down further on the board. Griot's someone. I mean, you could have got him around 100-1 to win earlier in the week. Those lines are probably pretty gone. I see some like 60s and 70s there now, but Griot's more of a guy that I don't like him to win. But if you want to play Griot to top 20 and you get, somewhere around 3-1, sure. I think that's a lot better. It should be a decent, I mean, it's a good setup for him. He's actually never really played that great here. I think he's played here about 8 times and his best finish is 22nd. But it should be a good setup for him because he's a ball striker. He keeps it in play, and usually he can't putt. And putting's for those that don't know, if the greens are really fast and tricky, it kind of neutralizes the field. Wouldn't you say, Hagel? I mean, if they're tough,
Yeah,
or do you think?
if you make them extremely difficult, right? Like
Right.
the
Yeah.
they're all good at lag putting, and there's going to be a lot of two putts, not going to be a lot of birdies made or a lot of long putts made. If they
To
start to
sort. Oh,
soften up,
yeah,
yeah, if they start to
exactly.
soften
Yeah.
up and it's a little bit easier, then the guys that know how to putt and have been there before can get a lot more aggressive, are probably going to be able to just make more putts. So. Yeah,
Webb
that's
Simpson's.
probably the number one thing I'm going to be looking at the first 2 days before the cut line.
Yeah, Webb Simpson's old caddy, Paul Tesori, quoted saying that these were the fastest greens on tour. I don't necessarily know if that's true or not, but yeah,
Yeah, they
they're
usually run at
blazing
like a
fast.
12. I think they run at like a 12, maybe sometimes they get up to a 13, which is obviously, ridiculously
If
fast, and
it's
it's what
dry,
protects the course.
yeah,
But it's not going
exactly.
to be dry
So
this week, so see what happens. Let's wrap up with some DraftKings stuff. Have you looked at prices and action built like a lineup at all?
yeah, let's pull it up now. We can
Well,
make
fun
something
fact, so
here.
I got kicked off of DraftKings last year, and we never got an answer why. So,
Too sharp, too sharp. They were
no,
like, "Ah, oh, this guy's
that's
got to
definitely
go."
not the case, because it wasn't the sports book; it was the daily fantasy stuff. They don't really care if you're good or bad at that, right?
Yeah, I
So
don't know. It's shady.
I can't even log in, but I should be able to find at least what the rankings are and be
That's
able
all right.
to build a team.
I can do it, or we can talk about it. But yeah, let's just start. I mean, since we've already talked about it and we liked the two studs at the top, let's do a Scheffler Justin Thomas build.
Yeah, so like I mean
So,
we talked about this
yeah.
last year, we kind of talked about gambling stuff, but there's a couple ways to do it, right? There the traditional way is like balanced, where you have a lot of, decent guys. One of the things that you taught me is going for like a studs and scrubs, right? You wanna pick the winner. You wanna get guys who are gonna make a ton of birdies, and you wanna find value with, lower ranked guys later on in your
Yeah.
roster. So you're just plugging in Justin Thomas, Scottie Scheffler right away, and seeing what you can build with the other four players in your lineup.
Yeah, and with Xander and Hovland being out, it's Scheffler and JT are the two obvious plays at the top. I mean, you can get a. I do think those guys in the 9Ks are going to get squeezed and probably are going to be pretty low owned, like Cam Young and. Fitzpatrick and Burns. They're sure sub 10%. And yeah, Scheffler and JT are going to be popular, but I don't think they're going to be too popular in the same lineup together because once I play those two, now I have 7,100 remaining for four guys. So you kind of got to dip down low and get some guys you're uncomfortable clicking in who, are gonna, have really long odds to win. But, like Hagel said, you need to make birdies out here. So if you get a guy who, makes a lot of birdies and makes the cut and finishes 20th or 30th place, that's okay. As long as, Scheffler or JT end up winning this thing, if you can have some good punts. So yeah, let's click one in quick. So I know you said you like Griot. Let's get him in there.
Yeah, I like Griot, and I'm not going to put him in our lineup, but you know who we have to give a shout out to and who we have to go follow is our guy Boog, straight vibing, Daniel Berger. We need to go see and support him again this year. I saw he's back in the field under, I think it was an exemption, like a two-year, I think it was one of the 2-year exemptions or something, but I saw he's in the field and I'm pumped for him to be back. Hopefully he's feeling good coming off of his injuries.
Yeah, I hope so too. He's one of my favorite golfers. Let's
Yeah, so we
see.
got
You know what? Let's
Brio,
just.
Scheffler, and JT. Who's that? So that's half of our lineup. Who else does that
Yeah,
leave out there? Like, what's our
we gotta
average?
get cheap. We have about 7K left. I'm gonna throw out some names here for the fans that no one really probably knows about, but these two kids were really good on the Korn Ferry Tour, and a good indicator kind of, historically, if it's going to transfer over, their talent's going to transfer over into onto the PGA Tour is driving distance. And I really like Ben Coles. He's 6,600. The guy absolutely bombs it. Hagel, have you even heard of that
No, I haven't. He came from
guy?
the Korn Ferry.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely going to fire him in a few lineups. Yeah, he got
Here,
fifth at the
so
RSM this year.
we have to fire my guy, and I'll read you some stats why. U of M, he's a gopher. He's got my buddy on the bag. Shout out to Alex Gallagher and Mr. Eric Van Rooyen. He's 7,100.
Yeah,
He's
let's
got
do it.
three top 25s and four starts this year. Two of them were in signature events. And then he's second in the field in ball striking over his last 24 rounds and fourth in strokes gained off the tee. I mean, two things that we were just talking about that are important here. Putting, probably not the strong suit, but he got hot when he won last year, and we know it can come alive. So I think he's good value right around that 7K mark. And then a guy that we rode with, I think it was last year, Nick Hardy. And he hasn't had any really good finishes this year, but he obviously had that win last year. I think when we bet him, was it last year or maybe it was 2 years ago? He did make the cut and he came out that first day. I think he was tied for second or third. So Nick Hardy and Eric Van Rooyen, I don't know what that puts us at, but I like those two guys. I would love to plug in Rooyen so I can follow my buddy Gallagher this week on the bag.
Yeah, one more thing quick. I actually so Ben Coles, yeah, he's a decent play. He actually is not he's not a bomber. I mistakenly said that. I was thinking of my boy Knapp. His first name, yeah, Jake Knapp. He's 29, just straight off the Korn Ferry. He had a bunch of top tens last year. And just got third at the Farmers the other week. So he really does hit it far. He's long. We're looking like Minwoo Lee.
He wears the
Cam.
Cam Smith stuff, right? With the penguin.
Yeah, I think so.
Almost positive he
So I like
does.
him. A couple of these guys down here. I mean, Goddard up absolutely bombs it. That's another thing too. If it's going to be wet, you're not going to get as much roll out of these fairways. And on those par fives where you need to score, they're obviously much more likely to get there in two if they have, 250 in compared to some of these guys having 280 or whatever. So, Jake Knapp. So the final lineup would be
Lou,
Scheffler,
you're going to hold on. You're going to love this. You know that chart that you can look at, like the performance with the circle, and then it kind of has the things that pinches out. So it shows like driving distance, total driving, strokes gained off the tee, driving accuracy, and distance from edge of fairway. His chart, his blue chart, looks like like trapezoid. His driving distance is like all the way up, and his strokes gained off the tee are all the way up. But his driving accuracy and
You
distance from the
talking
edge of the
about
fairway are darn near in the middle. This is Jake Knapp.
Oh yeah, he just hits. Yeah, he just absolutely palms it. He's
Just, just
one of the longest out there.
absolutely kills it. It's awesome.
So yeah, it'll be fun watching him a little bit. So yeah, that's my suggestion this week. If you're gonna fire some DK, play a couple of the studs at the top, and then mix and match some. Cheap guys in the low sevens or high 6Ks and hope for a bunch of birdies.
Yeah, man, I'm excited for it. We're gonna be out there Thursday, Friday. We'll be at hole 16 on Sunday. Not going Saturday this year. We're getting too old for that stuff. It's too crazy. But for people that are either flying in or live here, DraftKings and sports books in Arizona are all legal and open. So it's really fun to go to the tournament when you can follow when you can fire some action and follow golfers with your
They have
friends.
the new yeah,
Keep
they
an
have the
eye.
new sports book. New sports book this year.
Yeah, it was up when I
Restaurant
played it.
sports
It
book.
looks really, really cool. Yeah, it's awesome. I don't even know if I can go in there because I don't have my account and I'm banned. But keep an eye out for myself and Jared, and we'll be with. I know we do have to shout out DJ because he bet Morikawa like 4 or 5 months ago. Is Kawa even playing?
No, he's not playing.
Oh, shady. Shady.
That's a
Yeah,
bad beat, actually,
that's a
because
bad beat for Deej.
they don't refund those bets when you do that.
No, of course not. I mean, if you're betting it early, you're taking the risk to get the value, and it's not going to be there, so.
But yeah, anyone who's going to be out there, give Hagel a shout on Insta. Give me or DJ a shout on Twitter or whatever. If you guys want to get together, have a few drinks, and enjoy some golf, let us know.
Yeah, we'll be around. I'm looking forward to it again, buddy. Fifth year in a row. Fly safe from Florida, and we'll see you tomorrow night. This thing will air on Wednesday. Get those bets in. Enjoy the People's Open on Thursday, and we'll see you guys again soon.
All right, thanks for having me on. See you guys.
Yeah, thanks, Jared, as always. Appreciate it, man.